This is episode number 59 with celebrity fitness trainer Simone De La Rue. Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin. What is up, greats? Thanks so much for hanging out with me today on this special little thing I do called the School of Greatness podcast. And it's been a great week. I'll tell you what, I've been doing kickboxing intensely for the last couple weeks and just feeling this transformation in my body and flexibility, core strength. And I've literally never sweat so much in my life. I've got this amazing trainer, this martial arts guy who's just incredible at the gym that I work out at, who does these kickboxing, intense kickboxing classes, and it's literally kicking my butt. And speaking of kicking my butt, I've got a new friend on for the episode today. Her name is Simone De La Rue, and she is a celebrity fitness trainer, former Broadway dancer, and just an all-around incredible human being with a huge heart. And she's got a new book out called Body by Simone, the 8-Week Total Body Makeover Plan. And she's got these. She's got a studio in New York City that has just taken over this fitness studio, dance cardio, and all sorts of fitness stuff that just makes women want to cry emotionally and physically because of how exhausting it is and how awesome it is at the same time. And she's opening up a new studio here in Los Angeles, and I actually ran into her on the street. I tell the story in the episode, so I won't spoil it for you, but I ran into her on the street one day recently and just really got to connect with her and see what she's been creating for herself over the last 4 or 5 years with this fitness training that she's been doing for some of the biggest celebrities in the world and biggest personalities in the world. And she's getting phone calls from new celebrities pretty much every week that ask her to train them. And her system has just kind of been taking off. It's really connecting with people in such a unique and special way and getting extraordinary results with their body that it's just been blowing up. So her new book is out, and I thought we'd bring her on to talk about what this whole strategy is about, her story, how she built up this extremely successful fitness studio in New York in just basically a year or two, and how it just took off. And how she went from being a dancer to being a businesswoman to lifestyle to everything in between, and had a good time talking about it. So now let's dive into this episode with the one and only Simone De La Rue.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
What is up, everyone? Thanks again for checking out the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, and I've got a new friend on with me. Her name is Simone De La Rue.
Oui.
What is up, Simone?
Hi, how are you?
I am fantastic. And there's an interesting story about how we met.
Yes.
We met in West Hollywood on the side of a street.
Correct.
Off Santa Monica Boulevard. I was walking down the street to see a friend, and I walked past a little blonde girl with carrying a big box.
A damsel in distress.
And I decided to stop and say, hey, do you need help? Hoping that you wouldn't need me. But then you needed me and you said yes. And I walked this box like a block and a half to a studio that you're opening up. And the box was actually really heavy. I was like, I had to put it on my back because I couldn't carry it in my arms anymore. And you carried it all the way from the post office like six blocks away. And I was like, whoa, that's pretty impressive. So you actually really did need someone because I was about to drop it after that.
Yeah. You're my hero.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it was really interesting. It was lovely meeting you that day because I got to see your studio and then I got to learn all about your story, which has been incredibly inspiring for me to meet someone like yourself and what you've been able to create in your life. And it just so happened you have a book coming out. And I was like, we need to have you come out and do a podcast as well. So we've got to hang over the last couple of weeks. I've got to learn a lot about your story. And it's extremely interesting. And I think all of the listeners would be mesmerized by you. So I thought, why don't they bring you on? Your book is called Body by Simone, the 8-week total body makeover plan. And it's an incredibly nice looking book. You have every celebrity under the sun who's endorsed it. Anne Hathaway, Naomi Watts. But you're basically been a celebrity trainer for a number of years. I don't know if you can say all the names of people or not, but you've worked with some of the biggest actors, actresses, and that wasn't what you've always been doing. You used to be a dancer, right?
Correct.
On Broadway.
Yes, I was a professional dancer for 18 years. Started off in Australia, then I headed to the West End in London, and then finally had to tick the box and do Broadway.
Check the box. That's every dancer's dream, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think especially growing up in Australia and watching, the Broadway musicals. So that was definitely a huge dream of mine.
Mm. So why did you get into dancing in the first place?
I started when I was 3. And I don't know if it was like, I think it's every little girl wants to do ballet. But often it's the mother pushing them. But I remember saying to my mom, I want to do that. She was like, are you sure? I don't think she wanted to, drive me to dance every evening. I was like, no, I definitely knew from a young age what my passion was. And she was very supportive and took me, 5-6 days a week. But I started young. And,
from 3?
Yeah.
5-6 days a week?
Mm-hmm.
Lessons?
Yes.
Was it like group lessons or private?
Group lessons at that point. So wow. I trained in classical ballet, and so the discipline you need for that is, it's very intense.
And what are the girls called who do the crazy spins where they put their legs over their head, like more than just splits, but they're like splits and a half?
Yeah.
What are called? Is that ballet or is that?
Well, it's a kind of a mix between ballet and modern dance or even jazz dance. But back in my day, we used to do like fouettés, which was like a version of that. But now it's kind of evolved.
Serious.
Now you're doing like a standing split as you're spinning.
But they do like 4 or 5 spins with the split above their head.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't know how.
When you start young, your body's malleable, you're flexible, you can do.
It's insane. But I've seen this one girl on Instagram. She's like a choreographer of these little girls.
Yeah.
And she's got like 20 of them doing the same thing.
She's like, spin. Yes.
It's insane. So you did some of that stuff, but not as crazy.
Not as crazy. I mean, I trained in classical ballet, so that's very, very disciplined. It's very structured. I kind of veered off into musical theater as I got older.
Mm, interesting. So you grew up in Australia, and then when did you move?
I moved to London. I traveled and did musicals in Europe and, Germany. I was there for 2 years. And a lot of musicals that start off in Australia go to Asia because the countries are so close. So I did a lot of shows in Australia and then we went to Asia. And then I finally moved to London, I think in my early 20s and chased the dream there of the West End and then came to the US.
So how long were you in London for doing
musicals? About 5-6 years.
And you were on the same show or different shows?
Different shows.
How many different shows?
I think I've done about 12 or 13 shows. Yeah, in my career.
Wow.
So.
And that was the dream.
That was the dream,
to get out of Australia, go be a professional dancer, but it was always Broadway was in the back of your head?
Yeah, I never actually thought that Broadway was a possibility. I think it's a rite of passage for every Australian to go to London because we have the passports.
Or the Kiwis too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I didn't know it was possible to get a green card and to actually, you know, to make it in the US. And then once I'd done London, I was like, I need, what now? Mm. So I needed a new challenge and yeah.
Then so here you moved to LA first, right?
Yeah.
And then your goal was to get to Broadway.
Yes.
And then you finally made it. After a couple of years of being in LA, you got your green card.
Yes. Made it to Broadway.
And so what was it like? Did you have, like, someone was like, hey, we want you on the show, or did you have to audition, or?
I was lucky that I worked with a choreographer. He's quite well known, Rob Ashford, and he did a lot of shows in London. I worked with him. So he, you know, was a big Broadway choreographer. So I really just got a call when he knew I was in town. So
he said, hey,
really
we need someone. Can you show up and do like an audition, but you're already in. Mm-hmm. We just want to make sure you're the right fit or something.
Correct. So that was exciting. That goes to show if you do a good job and you work hard, you know, people will always ask you back.
Wow. Okay. So what was that play?
That was, I was supposed to do Brigadoon, but we got canceled just because.
You were the lead, right? You were supposed to be the lead.
Well, no, one of those. One of yeah. But then, I did Promises, with Kristen Chenoweth and Sean Hayes. That was really fun.
Kristen, why do I know that name?
You know her. She's a little blonde.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Is she on Glee?
She was.
She's like the Broadway singer that comes on Glee, right?
I can't believe you know her. Yes.
Okay. She's like really well known on Broadway, but I watch Glee.
Yes.
I'm not a closet Glee fan. And
you're admitting that in public. Yeah. That's all right.
Glee in Nashville. Any singing, dancing shows, I'm a freak of for some reason. Mm-hmm. Because I wish I could sing and dance. Okay, so she was on the show with you.
Yes.
The Broadway show.
Yes.
Okay. That was the Promises thing?
Correct.
Got you. So how long were you doing that show for?
I only did that for like 8 months. And then, you know, I started training and kind of the rest is history.
So why did you start doing, I guess, fitness training stuff on the side?
I think like every dancer it comes a point in their life where they have to decide what to do after dance.
Because you have a shelf life of like 10 years maybe, right?
Yeah.
Like mid-30s, you're like, body starts to wear down.
Yeah, to break down a little. And so I think most kind of segue into yoga or Pilates.
Really? Or teaching,
it's still,
right?
Yeah, because it's still being creative. It's still using your body as an art form in, you know, some way. And so I guess it was kind of a rite of passage to do fitness. But I didn't ever imagine myself being a personal trainer as such.
You just thought maybe you'd do classes or like...
Yeah, I thought maybe I'd be a dance teacher.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So how did it start then? You were just like...
Yeah.
How'd you get your first client? What happened? What, you know?
It was all, I guess, luck. But I started working with an actress, Emily Blunt, who had to look like a dancer for a movie. It's missing... Adjustment Bureau with Matt Damon. And
she would look like a dancer.
Yeah, and she'd never danced before. So I worked with her for like 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. So not only did we train, you know, do ballet bar and train like a dancer, but we also did, you know, personal training of fitness. And pretty much in about 4 months, her body completely changed.
Really?
It was crazy to see the transformation. She looked like a dancer.
Wow. Because she was doing the form with you. You were like teaching her technique, form, positioning.
Yeah. And she's one of those actresses that actually had two left feet. Like she'd never moved before. So I shouldn't say that. She's very coordinated. But yeah, there was a big, huge transformation with her. So, yeah, it was just really word of mouth after that. People were like, well, what are you, said to her, what have you been doing?
Wait, how did you become so, you know, coordinated?
Mm-hmm. But it kind of a light bulb went off in my head because I thought, you know, if you can combine dance and fitness together, it's like, how do you get a dancer's body? It's like you dance, you know, so.
And that's what a lot of like actors or actresses were like, how do I? Yeah,
and I think most women too now, we're kind of coming to a stage where we want long, lean, feminine muscle. We don't want bulk. So we're sort of moving away from traditional workouts.
Yeah, and on your page, bodybysimone.com, it says that your initial desire to create a revolutionary exercise technique was a safeguard against injuries.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm a big CrossFit guy. I've been doing CrossFit for 3 years now. And the biggest thing with that is a lot of injuries with men and women.
Yeah.
And I think the body type looks amazing, incredibly like athletic. But at what cost? And I think, you know, a lot of women probably don't want to be injured.
No, and I think it's definitely geared more towards men. I think it gives, you know, it's a great physique for men, not so much for women because it can bulk you up a little. But, yeah, the injury thing if you're lifting such large amounts of weight. So, I mean, my claim to fame is that I've actually never been injured. So in my 18 years of a professional dancer, I never, touch wood, touching my head, I never was injured. So that's part of, you know, my method is doing the movement with correct form, correct technique, making sure that you're really supporting the body while still, you know, changing the form and structure.
Yeah, you say here, you know, by providing a solid foundation based on dance, you avoided habitual wear and tear. Yeah.
And gosh, you wrote that.
And right. And not, clients not only avoid injury, but avoid boredom.
Boredom.
And I think that's the biggest thing. That's where, you know, reason I like CrossFit is because it's always different every day and there's something new. So what is the system that you've kind of created or you've taken from all the different lessons you've learned in your whole life with dance, with other fitness stuff, with yoga, everything else? What is kind of Body by Simone?
Well, it's
because I've seen your studio, and I'm actually intimidated to do a workout. I will do it sometime, but it's like 95% women mostly, right? Or it's like
predominantly
80%, mostly women.
Oh, just a few brave men.
A few brave men.
Yeah.
Maybe in West Hollywood, there'll be more men.
Yes.
But I have friends who've done it and were like, it kicked their asses. Mm. They were like, I'm dying. This is like the hardest thing ever. And they feel great as well. So when I get the courage to do it, I will. But I've seen it, and it looks cool.
Yeah, it's just, I think, you know, as women, especially as we're getting older, we're not doing enough cardio. So there's so many bar methods and yogas and Pilates and things around, which is great for strengthening and it's great for, you know, developing correct form.
Flexibility.
And flexibility and correcting injuries. But you're not getting your cardio fixed. You've really got to get the heart rate up. And so for me, I wouldn't run. I wouldn't cycle. Just
because you get bored.
I get bored. Yeah. So we do the cardio through dance routines.
Through dance routines.
Yeah. And so it's, I guess it's like cheerleader meets Zumba, kind of mashed into there together. But like high impact jumping on a sprung dance floor and 45 minutes of that, like you can burn up to 700, 800 calories. And listening to kick-ass tunes and you're having a great time using your brains to learn choreography, so you're burning more calories.
Mm.
And I have ADD quite bad, so I think I have that with exercise as well. So I need to do something constantly, you know, change it up. Otherwise, I get bored.
Now, why is cardio so important?
It's for, I mean, your heart rate, weight loss. I don't know, women just are happy to do an hour class, like a bar class.
Yeah.
And
but it's not very bar's not cardio, right?
No, it's not. So
for people listening all over the world that don't know what bar is, what is bar?
But I mean, there's all these here, especially in Los Angeles, bar method, and I guess it's a form of ballet, like this very quad heavy, very lower body heavy, working like burning out the quads.
Gotcha. But, a lot of squats and like,
yeah. But I think, you know, if you really want to change your body, you want to see weight loss, you know, you have to increase your cardio. But not to mention, you know, for circulation, for blood flow, for, you know, healthier lungs. I mean, it's
everything,
just
skin, everything. You were dancing on Broadway and then you started doing this during the day. You started like teaching one-on-one clients with these celebrity clients. And then, were you burning yourself out?
I was burning myself out. I was training like 5 clients a day during the day and then doing the show at night.
Wow.
I did that for about 6 months. And then I had the chance to say, do I want to continue with Broadway or do I want to continue with training and maybe open a business? And one of my clients, who's actually now my business partner, she saw the largest transformation in her body.
Really?
She dropped like 3 dress sizes.
Working with you.
Yeah. And she, but it was more so a spiritual, emotional thing. She was actually engaging with herself in the mirror and feeling, you know, strength and empowered and powerful again.
And beautiful.
Which is so important for women. I think we put so much of our energy into our families and our husbands and our boyfriends and our kids. We forget to, you know, put the energy
careers
into us. Careers. So, it was a big transformation for her. And then, so we decided to open a studio to offer it up to as many people as we could.
You've got a studio in New York, in Chelsea. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Body by Simone.
Yeah.
And it kind of took off, right? You've got hundreds of members
in
the first year. It's been around for 2 years now?
Two years in New York.
And you're launching another one right around the time of this book in Los Angeles. It's a beautiful two-story studio with, again, what'd you say, sprung dance floors?
Yeah.
So you put one on the, it's not just like you're on wood.
No, there's like a foam padding underneath with the wood over the top of it. And it's to...
What's the point of that?
You sound like crazy, right? You're like, why are you doing that? It's like all dance studios, all professional dance studios have that. And basically it gives, sprung bounce into the floor. So it helps with elevation for any of your jumping, but it also protects your joints because it's like padding.
Yeah.
So it's great for the lower back and knees and any of the joints because you wouldn't want to jump, concrete
or wood or whatever.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's, I mean, the reason I like this is because your attention to detail and making like this amazing experience is beautiful.
Thank you.
I think it's really cool, and I'm sure this is one of the reasons why women love it and appreciate it so much, because they can't go to a dance studio or find a sprung dance floor anywhere else and do like a fitness thing.
Yeah. I think it connects with women because I think at some point all women have danced in their lives. And if it wasn't professional, you know, maybe their mum took them to ballet when they were younger. So there's a connection there. But it's an ability to like free the soul and the spirit. And I always say, you know, exercise is exercise, but I'm trying to sell a feeling. So I think dance is like very joyous.
What do people say after they finish one of your workouts? Like either a celebrity or, you know, an average mom or...
They all say to me that's the hardest thing they've ever done.
Hardest?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, how do they feel usually? Like emotionally or...
Like elated and alive. Yeah, it's like the natural endorphins, you know, and the good vibes kick in. And
what is it? You think it's the actual choreography, you think it's the fitness, you think it's the music, you think it's the group atmosphere, do you think it's the trainer, because you have number of trainers as well now, what do you think it is that makes it so incredible for these?
Well, it's a combination of things, I think, but you know, a group class, a group fitness class, there's something quite empowering about that, like you feed off the energy of the other people in the room. Like the New York Times nicknamed us the girlfriend workout. It's a great thing to come and, you know, work out with your girlfriends. So a lot of people do that now in New York. Rather than going and having wine and cheese, you know, they come and work out or celebrate their birthday parties or
really?
You know, bridal showers.
Sure.
But I don't know. I think it's there's something joyous about dance. And so I think it goes very quickly. So 45 minutes or an hour is
gone.
And then people are like, wow, I've just worked out and I've burnt 700 calories and I had fun doing it.
Now, there's a lot of like dance classes out there, like hip hop classes and ballet classes, and you know, that you can go and take instruction and just sign up for class by class or whatever at studios here in New York and LA. So what's the difference between those, where it's just like a routine that you're learning, where I'm sure it's pretty intense as well, and yours?
Well, I mean, with dance, it's a full body workout. So that's one element of what we do. But then we combine like low weights with high reps, or resistance bands with high reps. And then also I think you saw the mini trampolines, which has become a huge thing now. Mm. It's great because it drains the lymphatic glands, and it's another version of low impact cardio.
Right.
But yeah, so there's other fitness elements to the workout. So it's not.
Yeah, you've got weights, you've got jumping rope, you've got these elastic bands on the wall, which you do some pretty cool things with. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, when I saw the trampolines, I immediately thought of my grandmother, because when I was a kid, I'd go hang out at my grandmother's place. She would have one of these mini trampolines because it's like all she could do, I mm-hmm. guess. But it was a way to keep her heart rate up and not be like killing herself.
Uh-huh. You slip, slide them under the bed, and
right.
Yeah, but I mean, the technology now, like, there's this sprung free, so they don't make any noise, and like they're like huge. It feels like you're running in quicksand, so it actually gets your heart rate up, you know, really, really quickly.
That's really cool.
It's a good option for people who don't want to dance or don't want to run.
So, what's the biggest fear you had overcome going from dancing on Broadway to starting a business when you pretty much had zero experience with a business? In starting a business in New York City, retail space, having a lease for however many years, hoping that someone's going to show up and buy your services. What was the biggest fear you had?
Yeah, to be honest, people say to me, how did you create the business? And I was like, I was really making it up as I was going along. Mm. I just thought, if the product was good and I believed in the product and I was passionate about the product and, you know, my people skills and the way that, you know, people reacted to me, That's the reason why I think it was a success, because to be honest with you, I had no business experience whatsoever. I was like, well, let me just turn this computer on and let me just charge a few people, and I guess, you know, this many numbers will pay the rent. And so I've definitely in the past few years, you know, learned to be a businesswoman, where before I was, you know, poor dancers get labeled as being, you know, can move their bodies but not much brains upstairs. So I was working against that stereotype, so... I've definitely learned a lot in the past 2 years.
So did you have a mentor? Did you research? Did you just kind of like one step at a time figure it out as you go?
Just one step at a time, you know, and learn from the mistakes. And
wow. That takes a lot of guts.
Yeah, well, or stupidity, you could say. One or the other.
Now, would you say that since you didn't, because you didn't really have any business experience, you were just like getting paid for your weekly gigs, you had a contract and things like that. Mm-hmm. Did you say that because you didn't have any professional business experience or didn't go to school for it, do you think it actually helped you or supported you in where you are now, or do you think it hurt you in figuring things out?
Well, I think, I mean, I definitely would have helped if I had a business background. There's no doubt with that. But at the same time, you know, I proved to myself that, you know, if you put your mind to something, you really can do anything. Mm. You know, with technology now, you know, you can Google something. If you don't know how to do it, you can Google, you can read, and you can learn. So as I think, you know, we had this conversation earlier, if you're talking about education, you know, everyone should be able to have an education. Mm. But there's so much at our fingertips now where we really can teach ourselves. Mm. And I think you just have to be willing and wanting to do it and have the passion. And I'm stubborn. You know, I didn't want to not make this a success. So I was going to work as hard as I could to do that.
So, you know, for me, I've been an athlete my entire life and I've done a lot of training. But when I got older, I realized that the training was only half the battle. The other half was the nutrition and the diet, because I started to get a little gut no matter how much I would work out. And it's because I was eating like crap constantly. And I guess when you're not 10 anymore,
it starts to catch up with you. If you're eating like an athlete and you're not training like an athlete, then it catches up with you.
Yeah. So so the you know, the physical training is part of it. But really what a lot of people say is like abs are made in the kitchen is, you know, the diet plan. So tell me, what's your kind of like philosophy on foods and dieting or...
Yeah. Well, I always say it's 80% diet, 20% exercise. Mm. And I shouldn't be saying that considering, you know, I want to get more people into the gym. But there's no point eating a pizza. I mean, working out for an hour and then going home and eating a pizza.
I do that a lot, though. I'll French eat a toast. Whole pizza because I'm like, oh, I'm starving now.
No bueno. It's no good. Yeah. No. So you really have to do, you know, watch what you eat. But I don't believe in diets. I don't believe in counting calories. I mean, I grew up in classical ballet where we were, weighed constantly and encouraged to be super thin, which is so unnatural. And I saw so many of my peers go through eating disorders and injuries because of it. So I'm really blessed that I came out of being a professional dancer without an eating disorder. But it's a huge component of healthy living. And I think there's so many quick fad diets, you know, like lose 10 pounds in 5 days. And there's so many diet pills and there's, you know, diet water. And it's like we're constantly trying to find the quick fix.
How is it diet water?
I don't know. I think maybe I'll make that.
right.
Something. It's almost is diet water. Something. Oh, you know, what did someone say? There was gluten-free water. That's the new thing.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's a joke.
Wow.
It's super important about obviously what you're putting into your body. And so in the book, I have a big cleanse, and it's a detox. I worked with a nutritionist called Dr. Lipman, who's very famous in New York. And it's kind of based on the paleo diet, but it's cleansing out your gut, you know, with all the toxins.
Sure,
and
sure.
So it's not a diet, it's a cleanse. And so you actually feel incredible afterwards. Your nails grow, your hair grow,
really?
Your eyes are shiny, your skin's glowing. You sleep better because you're cutting out caffeine, you're cutting out sugar.
Wow.
I mean, you're cutting out fun basically, but but you really do see the results and feel, you know, incredible. But I mean, I eat basically paleo. I don't really eat gluten. I don't eat a lot of dairy except for the occasional chocolate peanut butter
milkshake. Yeah.
I eat a lot of protein, a lot of, you know, vegetables and so I think.
So you don't think we should be like on a diet, but more, you know, just whole foods really, I guess, right?
Well, yeah, eat whole foods, eat real foods, eat organic foods where you can. Eat, you know, graze like a cow, eats, you know, 6 little meals a day. Don't starve yourself. You know, so many women get into this pattern of, oh, I won't eat all day and then I'll eat dinner.
And scarf, like, yeah.
Yeah. And you binge eat and then you're slowing down your metabolism. And so I think.
And you say don't count any calories or count like.
No, because sometimes you get so obsessed with calories. Like you go into Starbucks and you're like, oh, I'm not going to eat that muffin because it's 340 calories. You know, but then you end up eating a protein bar, which is, you know, tastes like cardboard. It's like, you know, just rather than having a low fat, low calorie muffin, eat real food, eat an apple, eat a banana.
I mean, I also think it depends what you're training for.
Yeah.
And, you know, what type of body you're trying to create. You know, I had another guest on here named Mark Fit, who's like super shredded and just lifts like 3 times a day. But he's like, I weigh everything and I count it because I love to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part of like my plan of like getting bigger and stronger and like.
Chicken and broccoli, is it?
Yeah, basically, right? Yeah. But I think if you're like a bodybuilder or if you're doing something else and maybe you're trying to look a certain way because it's your profession.
True.
Then you can do that. But you're saying for like the general population, you shouldn't be counting calories. You shouldn't be weighing your foods or anything like that. You should be eating whole foods and
eat well, sleep well.
Yeah, exactly. And you talk about applying the cleanse. 14 days. Is that
14
no food?
Days. 14 days. No. So it's basically you're cutting out caffeine. So, you know, you're drinking herbal tea. There's no soda. So you're just drinking water or, you know, no sugar, which is a big one. That's a hard one for me because I'm a chocoholic. I love chocolate sweets.
Is this juice cleanse or what is it? Just
No.
You're just cleansing with the toxins that you pull in between
yourself.
Cleansing
the toxin, yes.
There's
no starch,
no salt.
Correct. Gotcha. So you'll be eating, you know, like lentils, you'll be eating a protein of some sort, turkey, chicken, salmon.
And is there an additional supplement to this or that you add into it? Like
you can do the shakes. Yeah, you can do the shakes definitely, you know, to start for, especially for breakfast.
Gotcha. But it's just more removing all the bad stuff. That
yeah,
put
removing
in
the toxins.
14 days.
Yeah, and cleansing your body of the toxins. It's incredible how you feel. And of course, the one up is that you actually lose weight while you're doing that.
Right. And that all that is in the book, right?
Yeah.
On how to do the cleanse, the information you need,
yes.
why it works.
Yes.
Yeah. What else then? What else about it? Women and empowerment.
Yeah.
That's what I really want to know.
Well, I think, you know, we are surrounded by magazines now with, you know, this celebrity looks like this and this celebrity looks like that. And, you know, I have an inside scoop on that and they don't look like that.
You train the biggest celebrities in the world.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like they're airbrushed and, you know, they've had a stylist and they've had a makeup artist and, you know, a hairstylist. And so it's like I think we as women spend so much time trying to look like the images that are projected in front of us that aren't real. So
what are some of these, without saying their names, what are some of these celebrities and actresses and famous actors look like? Or, you know, because some of them are in great shape, right?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, yeah, they are in great shape. But it's like everyone sweats the same. Everyone, you know, everyone looks frightening in the morning at 6 a.m. when they work out. So I think, you know, that's been an interesting journey for me too, is just to see that they're human, you know?
Right. Are there any, do they have different fears? I guess some of these big actors, when you're training them, is it the same type of feelings that they go through when they're working out? Same type of breakdowns, breakthroughs as everyone else? Or are they kind of, you know, just whatever, thinking differently?
I think with actors, they're A-type personalities usually, and they're all or nothing kind of people. So when they're training for something, they're training for a film, and usually the film company's paying for it. So, you know, that's their job. It's their job
they're
to
all
turn
in.
Up. Yeah,
they're like, let's go.
Yeah. So their, you know, their focus is like for the next 10 weeks, they're going to work their ass off. You know, so, but they struggle. Of course they struggle, and they, you know, say it's too hard, or, you know, have good days and bad days, days when they're motivated, days when they're not. But it always helps when you're being paid to look good.
Of course, that's your job. Yeah. You show up, okay, this is what I do for the next 2 hours, whatever. Interesting. Now, you were married for 10 years, right?
Yes.
And I want to talk about success in marriage and relationships. It goes a little bit off your topic of your book, but I'm interested in hearing your thoughts on this. We kind of briefly talked about this. So, do you feel like when you start, you kind of achieved your career dream of being a dancer before you were married, right?
Before and during.
Do you feel like the marriage supported you in like going after that dream and like getting to the top that you could be in that position?
It's a tricky one. I mean, in some ways, I guess he was also, you know, a performer. So we had similar interests and similar goals in some way. But I think, you know, when they say when two people in a family are both chasing the same dream, sometimes there's competition. But I think I definitely believe that I've become so successful so quickly since being single because I've had to put all of my energy into me. Where perhaps if I was still married, I would have put some of that into the business. Into the marriage.
right.
And not into the business.
Not into the business.
Yeah.
You know, I've been asking guests on here a lot lately about marriage and if you can be as successful in your life and your vision for your dreams while being in such a committed, loving, open relationship with someone dedicated, you know. And it's always interesting to hear how things work for people, why they work. And
I think it really depends on the couple, and you know, no one story is obviously the same. And I think it also depends at the stage you are in your life. You know, I got married quite young, so I was still chasing a dream then. I think it's possible. You really just have to find a very supportive partner who will allow you to shine, but then also that they won't lose themselves and also focus on what they need to do. So I think it's definitely possible to balance. You just got to find the right person.
Right. So what's your vision moving forward with Body by Simone? The whole, your you know, this the system that you have, the experience that you've created, the training you do. You've got this amazing fan base in New York. You just opened this up and people are already signing up here in LA. What's the vision? What do you see for your work?
Well, I guess, you know, I've been blessed to be able to work with a lot of celebrities, which is what's made my business. But, my belief on everything is that privileged people shouldn't be allowed just certain things. So I feel, you know, like exercise should be, health and fitness should be knowledge that everyone should be able to have, not just people who can afford it. So that's why the book is great, because people can just pick that up and have the same experience that you would if you were in LA or in New York.
Yeah. Because it's a premium service and, you know, in New York and LA, it's pretty pricey.
Correct. You know, eventually I'd like to do DVDs. I've got a BBS TV at the moment, which is like live streaming videos where you can go on and, you know, and work out live with me.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like live classes or is it?
Not yet. I think we're going to do that here in LA, but at the moment it's just like taped videos. It's like 25 pre-recorded.
Oh, that's cool.
So that you can pick and choose. I think that's kind of the way, you know, everything's heading now. Everything's online. You know, someone said to me, make a DVD. I'm like, does anyone even have DVD players anymore? But I mean,
I don't.
Yeah.
My computer. I guess still has one, I think. Yeah. But.
And I think, you know, eventually I'd like to franchise or just, I don't know, I guess keep growing the brand, allowing people to have access to it wherever you are.
Anywhere in the world.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. We've got, you know, fans in Australia and Germany and Argentina. And
now, what do people need to have, you know, this type of workout? Do they, if they log on to the online and watch videos, do they need to buy something first or is
No, no. I'm a big believer in you can use your own body weight. Yeah. Like you can work out at home. You can use water bottles as your weights. You can use a towel as a yoga mat. You know, you really don't need to. There's no excuse now to say, oh, I don't have a fancy gym membership. I can't right. work out. You know, you can work out anywhere, especially in your home.
Sure. What do you say to people who think like, oh, this is just another bar method trend? Like, you know, why would we do this when there's a million other ways to work out? What do you say to people like that?
Yeah. I always say exercise is exercise. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not claiming that I've created something amazing and fabulous. It's, you know, it's a workout, but it just seems to resonate with a lot of people because I think it's so joyous.
Right.
So it just goes back to the thing of like selling the feeling.
Mm.
So if you know, that works for you, then you're going to love the workout.
Right. Do you have a game plan before you go into every workout with a group of people? Do you, you know, create an experience in your head and then a vision in your head of what you want it to be like when you go into the room and you step into the room, you've got 50 women ready to go, 50 men and women, I should say, ready to go, waiting for you to give them some experience. Do you have a plan? Do you have, you know, a structure? Do you have kind of a choreographed aspect to it with the music, with the words you're saying, with the movements they're doing? At the time they do it, is there like a set plan for that? Or is it kind of just like, let me wing it?
It depends on what kind of mood I'm in. Mm. Obviously, because I have trainers that work for me and work under me, there is a structure and they all have to follow that. And that's what I teach them. And so that then the classes are all, you know, relatively the same. You're going to have the same experience. But what I love to do is where I get to be creative and where I guess my theater background comes in is that I will go with the journey of whatever's in the room. Wow. So, you know, whatever the playlist is,
really?
You know, let the music kind of take me on a journey, and who's in the room. So depending on their energy and you know, how many people are in the room or what their level is, I will definitely wing it on depending on you know, what I'm getting back.
What's the best part about being a trainer?
Is changing people's lives. Like, honestly, I have so many beautiful testimonials that just like make me tear up about people who have said, you know, like life, you know, the experience has been life-changing for them. They've empowered them. They've not only dropped weight, but they're, you know, far more confident. They're physically strong, mentally strong. They love looking at themselves in the mirror. Mm. Like to hear a woman say that they can now look at themselves in a mirror, that's really
powerful.
Yeah, that's really special. So I think that's probably, that's the life-giving experience for me, is seeing the transformation in others.
Mm. How long do you think you'll be a trainer for or be in fitness?
I think I'll always have to use my body. Mm. You know, it's just who I am. So I might not be doing 7 clients a day. Maybe I'll only do 1 a day. But I think it'll always be a big part of my life.
Yeah. I love it.
Thanks.
I think it's cool. If you guys are in New York or LA, definitely check it out. I think you should check out bodybysimone.com. But also, what is this, BBS TV?
Yeah, it's Body by Simone TV.
I think that's cool. I'm going to link it up in the show notes, bbstv.com.
Mm-hmm.
And check that out. If you want to get access to Simone in your living room.
Take me home with you.
Or is this iPhone compatible as well?
Yeah, I think
so. Can they just plug it in their iPhone?
iPad, definitely.
iPad, for sure. There you go. So anywhere outside, mm-hmm. if you got Wi-Fi, you can mm-hmm. download them and listen or watch them mm-hmm. and do the workouts anywhere on the yeah. beach, in the cold, in the snow, wherever you are. Uh-huh. So, but definitely check out this site. I think it's really cool what you've created. There's some amazing testimonials. You can see you've got all these beautiful women trainers all over the place on here as well. So it's very cool. Check out the book, Body by Simone, the 8-week total body makeover plan. You've got all these fitness exercises in here. You've got complete nutrition plan, lots of images, graphs, charts, everything you need to transform your body in 8 weeks. So I definitely recommend checking this out. It's beautifully designed. And say hi to Simone when you're in LA or New York.
Please do.
And where can we find you online besides your website? Where do you like to hang out on social media?
On your sites, of course.
But where are you on Twitter? Are you on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
It's all Body by
Simone. Body by Simone, yeah.
Body by Simone.
But I think there's a couple of Simone de la Rue's in there somewhere too.
Simone de la Rue.
Yeah.
Okay. And final question I ask all the guests, which is, what is your definition of greatness?
What is my definition of greatness? Feeling empowered, inspired, and just loving life, living the dream.
There you go. Thanks so much. And there you have it. I hope you guys enjoyed connecting with this Aussie fitness queen, Simone. I had a fun time chatting with her and really getting to learn more about her system and her philosophy on fitness and lifestyle. And if I get the courage to go into a studio with 90% women and do some dance cardio soon, I will check it out and get a workout. And I'm afraid to check it out because I know I'm going to embarrass myself and these women are just going to kick my butt. And I'm probably not going to be able to keep up for more than 10, 15 minutes of this hour session. So I will let you guys know how it goes. But make sure to check her out, bodybysimone.com. I've got all the show notes back at lewishouse.com. And I'm super pumped for this. Make sure to check it out. Share it with your friends. Go get a copy of the book. It's Body by Simone, the 8-week total body makeover plan. You guys know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.